Then, after repeatedly saying things like, "You are not restricted by us, and you restrict yourselves, and make room for us, and expand your hearts as well, and we wronged no man," all of this seeming like a condemnation of them, notice how he eases this harshness in a different way, saying, "I'm very bold when speaking to you. The reason I say these things," he explains, "is not to condemn you, but because of my outspokenness." This is also what he means when he says, "I take great pride in you." "Do not think," he says, "that I am talking this way because I have completely condemned you, but because I care deeply and want you to strive even harder for virtue." He speaks similarly to the Hebrews after scolding them. "We are convinced of better things in your case, things that accompany salvation, even though we are speaking this way. And we desire that each of you show the same diligence in realizing the full assurance of hope until the end. So I take great pride in you. I boast about you to others," he says. Do you see the heartfelt consolation he provides? And he says, "I don't just boast, I greatly boast." Therefore, he adds, "I am overflowing with joy." What joy? The joy that comes from you because you have improved and comforted me by the way you've changed. This is the mark of someone who loves both to lament about not being loved and to worry about causing unnecessary pain by complaining excessively. Thus he says, "I am filled with comfort, I overflow with joy." But, you might argue, these words seem to contradict the previous ones. However, they don't, but rather they align perfectly. The praise they express grants a deeper meaning to the rebuke that preceded them by softening the sting. So he uses this type of language authentically and with sincerity. Instead of just saying, "I am filled with joy," he says, "I am full to overflowing," again displaying his intense emotion, for even if he finds enough love to rejoice and be elated, he does not consider himself as loved as he should be, nor having received sufficient affection. His need for their love was insatiable because of his deep love for them. For the joy of being loved, even a little, by those we cherish deeply is immense due to the depth of our feelings for them. Hence, this too is a testament to his affection. Of the comfort, he says, "I am filled," implying he has received what had been owed. But of the joy, "I overflow," indicating that he not only forgot his sadness, but even experienced an increased sense of happiness. Then, to display its intensity, he not only says, "I overflow with joy," but also adds, "even in all our affliction," to explain that the pleasure they give him is so profound that it wasn't even lessened by severe hardships, but through its sheer magnitude, it overcame the sorrows that had plagued him.